We're doing Avad Chesed. We'll dedicate our learning tonight to Sarachaya Bat Dani HaKohen. We had learned last time, the Chafetz Chaim said a person cannot remain status quo. If he isn't working his way up, then he's going down. And that he described it, he explained that this is the idea behind the Mashal, the allegory that Shlomo HaMelech describes about the field, where if you don't take care of it, the fence ends up breaking down. And then the field fills with weeds and thorns, and it's not like the field remains fallow and barren waiting for you to plant it. So too, he said, is a person's neshama. If we aren't cultivating it, then weeds and thorns grow in there, and then it's not that he remains status quo, but rather he has to work much harder to get back to where he should be. Yeah. And a person, if he isn't going up in life, then every day he's going down. Till a person could find himself without holiness or wisdom, but filled with thorns from the opposite of holiness. Because when a person is having bitul Torah, he's not learning Torah. He's spending his time idly on the internet. He's wasting his time. So then really what happens is his soul gets filled with negative things. It doesn't remain status quo. Because we have to know that we have a certain amount of Torah which we have capacity to learn. We don't have to go crazy. The guy doesn't have to get up every morning at 4 and go to sleep every night at 2 and catch a cat nap of 20 seconds in between. That's not really going to work. But within our normal lives, there is a certain amount of Torah which we can learn. And Chazal tells us that when a person does not do his responsibility in the Torah, that's called bitul Torah. He annuls his responsibility of learning Torah, and that is a sin that goes above all other sins. It has great weight in heaven. And so when a person just wastes his time, so then he's taken to task for that. It's not like, what do you care? I'm not killing anyone, not doing any sin. Chazal didn't view it that way. Chazal taught us that we have a responsibility to be productive with our time. So part of the time a person has to eat, part of the time a person has to pray, part of the time a person has to get a parnasa, part of the time a person needs a break, part of the time he has to spend it with his family. We have all kinds of obligations. But at the end of the day, part of the time we do have available and we should learn. A guy takes a bus, he has time on the bus. Some people are nauseous from reading. He can listen to a shir on MP3. Now, every person has to find their times where they could learn Torah, and then that's their responsibility. And so too, when a person is not focused on becoming a better person, on doing tshuva, on growing and doing more good deeds, so then what becomes second nature is our more crass nature. Every one of us has within him the potential to be more animalistic, more crass, or more spiritual, more holy. And it's our choice. And if a person is focused on developing his morals, on developing his personality, what type of human being he is, so then he is constantly working his way up. And when a person says, I'm not doing any harm, I'm just not doing anything, he should realize it's not that way. If he's not focused on moving up, then he gets used to going down. And then his more crass nature becomes his second nature. And like the field without a fence. And the field, once it loses its fence, so then everything bad could grow there. And then you have to re-fence it. You have to start from scratch. And then you have to clear all the thorns before you could start planting again. So too, a person has to make boundaries, fences for his soul. Certain things that he just won't do. In order to ensure that he doesn't go back down the old path. If a person knows that there's a path that he's been down and he's accustomed to that path. It's second nature for him to yell at his parents when he has a phone conversation with him. It's second nature for him to make fun of something his sibling says. It's second nature for him to yell at his chavrusa. So then a person has to make fences. He has to ensure that he does not go back down that path. And then he will also be in fulfillment of that which the verse says, Niru lachem nir v'al tizru el kotzim, plow, so that you can plant without thorns. Meaning that a person should think of how he's supposed to fix his past so that he could build a more positive future. And again, last night we spoke about the importance of not getting depressed, of focusing on the positive future, not wallowing in the sorrows of the past. At the end of the day, we have to build the future. That has to be the focus.